Imagine, you're all by yourself on a deserted island. You can only have 3 songs, 1 luxury, and 1 book. What would they be?
Hi, I'm Kayla Isefo, and today I'm interviewing my castaway, Amanda Winkle. She's also my mom.
Hi!
Okay, so if you were to be deserted on an island by yourself, and you could have nothing, and could only have 3 of your favorite tracks, songs, or recordings, 1 book, and 1 luxury item, what would they be? So let's start with the songs. What 3 songs would you have on a deserted island, and why?
Okay, so this is really hard. 3 songs out of every song that I listen to. It's like an impossible thing to think about. Yeah. It says being on a deserted island. So I would have to start with a song by the Avett Brothers. Avett Brothers are my absolute favorite band. They're a mix of rock, country, folk, although Kayloy would tell you they're pure country after going to their show and saying, wow, this is country. Why are people dancing like that? But the Avett Brothers, it's 2 brothers in a band, Scott and Seth Avett. And then the Bob Crawford is their bass player. He's a former Deadhead. Plays upright bass primarily. They have a lady named Tanya who plays fiddle, and Joe Kwan plays cello standing up. It is my favorite band. I've seen them in concert more than 10 times. I went to Mexico to see them multiple evenings. That was a trip. And so the song that I would pick from the Avett Brothers is called February 7. And February 7 has a lot of meaning to me, not only because the lyrics are beautiful, but Kayloy was born on February 7th, and so it's an incredibly special song. I remember the first time I purchased an album, back when you bought whole CDs as opposed to tracks, and this track came on, and I just, made me very emotional. I was touched, and the Avett Brothers has a song. It's the same title as my daughter's birthday. This is meant to be. And so the song has a lot of meaning for that reason.
Nice. So what would be a second song you would take? Or recording. It doesn't have to be a song. It could be a recording, podcast, song.
This American Life podcast. They did a collaboration with Planet Money, which is another podcast that's produced by NPR. It's generally only a half an hour long, but I find it very interesting, and I love This American Life. Ira Glass is one of my favorite media figures. I actually went and saw him speak at the Palladium, and it was an amazing experience. But they did a series right after the economy went into a recession because of the housing bubble. It was called A Giant Pool of Money, and it's a really interesting podcast. It was actually a series of podcasts that explain the financial system failure, but in a way that normal people could understand. And they, I don't know, broke it down. It was easy to understand. Now, I probably get tired of listening to that on a desert island all by myself, but at least it gives me something to think about.
Mm-hmm. What would be a second song that you would take to a deserted island?
Second song would probably have to be by Bob Marley. He's also one of my favorite artists of all time. I love the reggae beat, the one drop, as they like to call it. The 2 and the 4.
Yeah.
And, you know, no matter what, when you listen to Bob Marley, even if the lyrics are a forlorn love song, it still makes you happy because the beat is just such a good vibe. So one of my favorite songs by Bob Marley is Waiting in Vain. And that's one of those songs where it's an interesting dichotomy of this really upbeat music combined with these lyrics of a man who just wants the girl he likes to like him back. And the song's always been really interesting to me for that reason. And I love the beat and I love the vibe. Mm-hmm. I think it would entertain me for days on the desert island.
Okay, so now that you've chosen your 3 songs, what is your favorite book that you would take to your deserted island?
Well, Tom Robbins is one of my favorite authors. He's considered an outlaw author. He's total nonconformist to society. He writes with some very interesting philosophies that make you think. So I think for that reason, I would pick one of his books. probably my favorite and the first book I ever read by Tom Robbins is called Still Life with Woodpecker. It is, the main character is a ginger like me, so I can appreciate that. But the entire book takes place inside of a pack of Camel cigarettes, which is intriguing to me. Because why? Just because. Bernard is his name, is the main character's name. He's an arsonist and a bomber, which sounds ridiculous to say out loud. And it's about his crazy life and nonconformity and living in the world. And he doesn't hurt anybody, so that's the good news. But it would give me something to ponder while on the island alone, reading the book over and over. You would probably never stop thinking through theories and philosophies. Plus, it's just really funny.
Yeah. Does this book have like a meaning to you, or is it just one of those books that you really enjoy reading?
I think it probably means a lot to me because I just didn't realize that kind of literature was available, meaning totally nonsensical, but relatable to real life and the philosophies and ideas. And again, really, as a young adult, when you learn that you don't have to conform with anything, you can be who you want, right? That value of nonconformity to societal norms is really attractive to some people.
Yeah.
And it's always been attractive to me. So that's what really drew me to the book.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the philosophy is out there, like stuff mm-hmm. I would never believe, but it also gives me, you know, something to ponder. I like to think about it.
Yeah. You raised me as a nonconformist, always told me not to conform, be who I am. So the last thing you can take is a luxury item, whether that be like deodorant or like a hammock, anything.
Could it be $500,000 beach house?
Or does that mean a suitcase? I maybe. I'm not sure. Let's just think of things that.
Well, I've got an idea. Okay. I would want speakers to listen to my music on. Because how else would I listen to those tracks that I took with me?
You wouldn't want like sunscreen or, you know, like a bed.
Yeah, I want a hat. I want sunscreen.
Only one.
I want speakers to listen to my music on. I want batteries so I can keep playing it.
Only one.
If I had one thing, I would probably take a hat. Sunscreen runs out,
mm-hmm.
but a hat would at least protect my face. And I did mention before that I'm a ginger. And I get really red. Some people get that deep, dark tan like Kiloi. No, not me. I look like Peppa the Pig after 10 minutes in the sun. So there's no way. I'd have to take a hat.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Hopefully you're never deserted on an island by yourself and only have 3 songs, 1 book, and 1 luxury. Hopefully you never have to do that, but now we know.
Just know that if I am, I'm listening to February 7 and thinking of you.
Oh, thanks. Okay, well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.